Dr. Kitsy, the local authorities brought in a rather unusual patient for us. They claim to be human, and they certainly appear to be, but none of the usual readings look right. They also claim to have never seen or met demons or monsters before. The magical girls that brought them in think they might be from another reality. And as our cutest metaphysician, I'd like you to examine them. I'm hoping it sets them at ease.
Dr. Ezzy, I'm finishing up with a patient currently. Also, we have talked about this before, Doctor. We do not call ourselves demons or monsters anymore. We haven't done that since that bill got passed. Do you remember what it's called and what happens if you say those words to our patients?
Right. I remember. I'm sorry. We're under Americans now, apparently. And I know, but millennia of tradition isn't going to change overnight that easily. I don't even have my new business cards yet.
I don't think that would work on the authorities if they decided to come here and do a sweep. Also, how didn't you get your new business cards yet? Mine came in last week. Hold on one second, Dr. Ezeal. All right, Miss Johnson, your arm should be healed within a week. Remember to drink plenty of blood. I even have a special order for you, just in case if you run into any trouble. See you next week. Now, Dr. Ezeal, please bring me to this strange new patient, as you called them. And on our way, please tell me everything you know about them. I don't want to go into this situation blind.
They've been taken to the isolation ward, just in case. Like I said before, almost everything about them seems human, but their energy readings are just, they're really off. And of course, they don't scan in any systems and have no ID, so we've never seen them before. They were picked up by the Magical Girl Corps just past midnight after a quantum storm not far from here, and since we're one of the only places that deal with anything even resembling trans-reality displacement, they brought them to us. Honestly, I think just seeing me scared them, so I left them with some medical paperwork and told them that I'd find a cute doctor to see them, which happens to be you. Any questions so far?
Cute? I am not cute. But enough of that for now. Though have no fear that we will discuss this subject later. A quantum storm, you say? This is troubling. We haven't had one of those since, well, my accident. You know that was the whole reason we started this clinic. I always worried that it could happen again. Thankfully, we are prepared this time. I told you it would happen again.
And so it did, and we are prepared. Or at least as prepared as we can be. To think that we would run across someone that's from a reality where the cataclysm never happened, though. Anyway, good luck. They're all yours.
You owe me a lunch for calling me cute. May I come in? Good lord, that was a clipboard. Whoa, hey, it's okay. I'm here to help you. My name is Dr. Kitsy. You thought I was the other one? The other one. Oh, do you mean Dr. Ezio? Wait, you're telling me that you weren't even slightly attracted to her? She's a succubus. They are literally known for their attractiveness. You thought that they were scary, and you threw things at them as well. Well, I must say, that is a first and highly amusing. I will have to tease her about it later. Though it is strange, most of the clients that come in here fall head over heels for Dr. Azeel. And good to know I wasn't the only one who got things thrown at them. I would hate to be the special case. My co-workers would not let me hear the end of it otherwise. Now, may I sit down in my chair so we can have a chat? Or would you prefer to keep on throwing things at me? Oh, you don't want to throw anything else at me? That's a relief. I would hate to have to call security. They aren't as nice as I am. Now, I'm just going to take your temperature, if that's okay with you. Why? Three reasons, really. Reason one is because it's required for me to do so by law. The second is that it is cold season right now. And the third reason is because you haven't stopped shivering since I came in here. I'm worried that you may be sick. You say that you are shaking because you're scared. Just out of curiosity, are you scared of me? I see. Well, I do appreciate your honesty. Tell you what, to help you out while I do my regular checkups, I'll let you pet my ears. Oh yes, I have seen your eyes wander to my ears many times. Would that help you? Excellent. You know, I usually only work with children, so I figured if it helps a child calm down, it might help you calm down as well. Not that I'm calling you a child or anything, but it has been proven to help de-stress situations like this. Now, please open your mouth so I can put the thermometer in. Thank you. Please don't try to talk with that in your mouth. I won't be able to understand you. I also need an accurate reading. Aha! See? All done. 99.8 degrees. Now, if you were any other patient of mine, I would be very worried, but I believe that this is a normal temperature for you, correct? Now, I have to ask you, do you have any allergies or are you allergic to anything? Not that you can think of. Well, that's good. Oh, you have a question for me? Go ahead and ask. What kind of monster am I? Well, first off, I'm not a monster. I am a nine-tailed kitsune. Second thing is, everyone here is classified into two different groups. In your terms, I guess they would be called monster or demon groups. But due to a new law that passed recently, that has been changed to provide more peace among everyone. We are no longer classified into just two different groups. Everyone is classified by their own species now. For example, I'm in the Yokai Nation, Dr. Azeel is in the Demon Nation, and so on, so on. Another question. Is this normal for you humans to ask so many questions? Or are you just a very curious person? You aren't sure how to answer that. That's fair. As for your question, I'm afraid my story isn't a very happy one. Are you sure you want to hear it? I do not want to upset you with my tale. All right. Just know that you asked for it. So, about a year ago, there was a strange anomaly, what we now call a quantum storm. And because of this quantum storm, something came through it. I was working at a hospital at the time when they brought in a very violent patient into the ER. They were so violent that they had to be strapped down on their bed. Our normal medicines to calm someone down wasn't working. In fact, I believe that they made them more violent. I had turned my back to them for 1 second to get a needle ready to draw some blood from them, when suddenly they broke free of their straps binding them. They charged at me with a knife and sliced at my tails. They managed to cut off 8 of my 9 tails. Then security managed to get the knife out of their hands. But unfortunately, by that time, the damage was already done. They were ranting and raving about how a kitsune's tail holds the kitsune power. I don't know where they got this information from, but that is not the case at all. Perhaps maybe in your world that's how the kitsunes work, but here in ours, our tails are our lifelines. When we get older, we naturally start losing our tails with age. And once we get to our last tail, well, we prepare for the end. So, when that person cut off my tails, they really cut down my lifespan. And that's why I only have one tail left. To be honest with you, I don't know how much longer I have to live. But I can thank that scary succubus for saving my life. Yes, Dr. Azeel is the one that to save my life. You wanna know the really strange thing? Because of that accident, we started this clinic. I was worried that a quantum storm would happen again and bring something with it once more. And now, a year later, here you are. Oh, I'm sorry, my dear. I didn't mean to upset you. Would you like some tissues or some water? Are you sure? All right. Again with the questions. Do you ever run out of questions? Do I hate the human that did this to me? No, I don't. I can't even imagine what the fear that they must have been feeling at the time. A stranger in a strange land, in a way. I completely understand why they reacted the way they did. I'm sure if I was in their place, I might act the same way. What happened to them? I don't know if I should tell you this, but they passed away the very next day. I think their heart gave out because of the fear and anxiety. But I can promise you this. That will not happen to you. I will not allow it. Now, I do have some news for you. You will be staying here so we can run some minor tests on you and monitor you. So we can make sure that you won't harm others or others won't harm you. There's also the matter of figuring out your strange energy within your body. Say, you will not happen to be in possession of any magical items from your world, would you? You don't have magical items in your world? Well, this sucks. It sucks because that makes my job so much harder. Well, I will need to get these results to our lab to figure it out. In the meantime, I suggest you get some rest. I'll come back once I figure anything out. Oh, and if you need anything, just press the big red button on the side of your bed. I will warn you, I might not be the one to answer, so please don't get scared if a different doctor comes in to help you. And please, for the love of the Kitsune Goddess, don't throw anything at them. I don't want my staff complaining that they had a clipboard or something worse thrown at them. They might not have as good reflexes as myself. But that being said, if you truly are uncomfortable with the other doctors, just tell them my name and that you are under my care. I'm sure they will get me as soon as possible. Now, if you excuse me, I must go check on my other patients. Have a good rest, and it was lovely to meet you. Even if you did throw a clipboard at me.